With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Fire crews tackled a house fire in West Windsor Wednesday afternoon. It broke out around 2 p.m. on Askin Avenue between Girardeau and Pelletier. It was cleared out around 5 o'clock. Police had closed that section of Askin as well as northbound California at Tecumseh Road West. There's no report of injuries, and there is still no word on cause or damage estimate. The OPP is looking into a sexual assault in Tecumseh. Police say the victim was walking Tuesday afternoon in the area of Tecumseh Road and Southfield Drive when a man appeared and touched them inappropriately. When the victim walked away, the man called out and allegedly exposed himself. Anyone with information should call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. The U.S. Coast Guard says a computer malfunction is to blame for a freighter running aground Wednesday morning in the Detroit River. The Mark W. Carver, a 639-foot vessel that was hauling salt, ran soft aground just off Belle Isle at around 8 a.m. It was freed by 12:30 and sent to Anchorage for inspection. Shipping was not disrupted in the channel between Belle Isle and Windsor. The case of a Windsor man accused in a fatal Chatham crash last year is going to trial. 27-year-old Brett Eiler will face a pretrial hearing on June 12th. He is charged with 2 counts of careless driving causing death and 3 counts of careless driving causing bodily harm after a four-vehicle crash on June 27th, 2022. How's the air here? Well, according to a new provincial report, it's not great. The State of the Environment in Ontario report says Windsor Essex, Chatham Kent, and Sarnia Lambton have the worst air quality in Ontario, though it has improved. The report looks at water and air pollution, waste, and wildlife as criteria. Just when you thought it was safe to turn off the furnace, Environment Canada issues a frost advisory for Wednesday night. Low temperatures on Wednesday could flirt with the freezing mark, which could damage some plants or crops. The Leamington Flyers are getting a promotion days after winning their first Sutherland Cup. The Flyers have been granted entry into the Junior A Ontario Junior Hockey League, and they'll start playing in it next season. The team has also announced that general manager Justin Schultz and head coach Dale Mitchell will return in the fall. Also in sports, the Tigers lost to the Pirates in Detroit 8-0 Wednesday afternoon. The Blue Jays take on the Yankees Wednesday night. Canada beat Kazakhstan 5-1 at the World Hockey Championship in Latvia. The U.S. beat Austria 4-1. In the NBA, the Celtics welcome Miami for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Wednesday night's weather, a frost advisory is in effect. Clear skies and +1 with patchy frost. Sunshine and 19 Thursday, clear and 8 Thursday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.